Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. We are going to be checking in like we always do on the crops, corn and soybeans, and see how everything is doing. So why don't we start there? How are both the corn and soybeans looking as we near the month of September?
That's a good question. It depends on the field you're looking at, for sure. Definitely have some disease issues that have sort of reared up since kind of the middle of July or so. But with every rainstorm, it seems like things just progressively kind of go downhill. We see more disease development. We see spread of the disease through fields and across to other fields. And the crop has really turned probably in the last 10 days or so. And so what we're starting to see now is really starting to start seeing that fall senescence happening, the crop kind of dying back, the corn leaves are starting to really turn brown. It's much more visible as you drive around the county and look at the landscape. And so the crop's doing relatively well for the moment, but things are really starting to make that turn toward harvest. And so it's time to change that mindset and start thinking about the preparations for that, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you talked about it, and I saw that in the latest crop report showing kind of those increasing levels of diseases in the field. And so I guess what does that look like exactly?
Well, soybeans, the primary disease that we're seeing is called sudden death syndrome, or SDS. And it's a disease that causes death of the upper leaves of the plant. And then it kind of dies back from there, from the top to the bottom. And so this time of year, what you might see is like scattered dead plants in amongst green, healthy plants. And it's always a good idea for the farmers out there, if they're seeing that in their fields, to go check and make sure that it is the sudden death syndrome and not one of the numerous other things that can cause yellowing and death of soybean plants and soybean leaves. But the most common one out there is that sudden death syndrome. And so what we're starting to see is it just, you know, it's been scattered plants, dead plants among live ones, and now it's sort of spreading an area, and we're seeing more plants start to sort of die back in that process. Corn's a totally different story. Corn's taken on a bit of an orangey hue this year because we have this disease that is pretty unusual. It's not unusual to run into, but it's unusual for it to come in as early and be as problematic as it is this year, and it's called southern rust. It blows up from, I believe it can't overwinter even in the U.S. It has to blow up like from Central America into places like Texas, and then it blows up subsequently later in the season up into Iowa. And this year it arrived very early, like in the middle of July. And we've had really good weather, hot temperatures, lots of rainfall, lots of wind to spread it around. And so it's been shockingly bad. And so people may notice some orange color to the cornfields as they drive by on the highway or on gravel roads. And all of that kind of orange color is from pustules from that southern rust sort of bursting open, and it releases those orange rusty colored spores to spread across the environment into other corn fields.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Megan, well, it's like you're reading my mind, you know, talking about the weather. Obviously, yeah, we haven't had too much rain over the past few weeks, but you mentioned kind of that fluctuation in temperatures as a couple weeks ago kind of had like upper 80s, 90 degrees. And then more recently, we've gotten cooler temperatures, especially in the mornings, has been feeling really nice. And then throughout the day. So what effect, if any, has that been having on the crops?
Yes, the development of our crops is related to temperature. And so the hotter the temperatures are, the faster that development happens and the faster these crops should reach maturity. And so now we're starting to see some of these cooler temperatures come in that'll really slow down the final stages of development of the crop. And typically we think of that as being a good thing in that it allows more time for kernels and the soybean pods to fill and make heavier grain, so that when we harvest, we've got heavier grain, which means we have more bushels harvested. The caveat to that is that these crops, they're pretty far along already. And so I don't know how much opportunity they're going to have to actually take advantage of this cool weather. And to some extent, you know, we're not getting cold enough here in central Iowa, certainly not in Dallas County, to create any issues. But to some extent, we are getting quite cool. And so we worry sometimes about, like, if there was late planted crop or if there's excessively cool temperatures, that we might actually see sort of a detrimental effect in that it just takes too long for those crops to develop, or it could be harmful in that process. So we're certainly not to that point by any means, but hopefully we can maybe eke out just a little bit more weight into some of these kernels in the pod before we finish out here at the end of the growing season.
Now, would you say, has the weather shift done anything with the insect activity?
Insect activity, it wasn't low this season, but it's been a very low important for a lot of farmers because the disease has been so problematic. And part of that is just that we've had kind of average insect levels. They haven't been really high. We haven't seen necessarily the like temperature and moisture extremes that are necessary to create really bad insect issues. And to some extent, all that excess moisture could have helped us from the insect front earlier this season, because we could have actually ended up drowning some of the insect pests that we sometimes see that are lying in wait in the soil, feeding on the roots or waiting to emerge. And so the insect activity hasn't been nearly as bad as it has been in some of our drier years, where we see like lots of grasshoppers, or we see spider mite activity in corn and soybean, or we see a lot of aphids like in moderate temperatures and drier conditions. And so the moisture, to some extent, may have helped us with some of that.
Awesome. Again, speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist Megan Anderson for our Dallas County Livestock Program. Megan, a few more questions before we get you out of here. Any rumblings you're hearing from farmers lately?
Well, we are certainly nearing harvest, so people are starting to get out and check fields to make sure things are going to stand well at harvest, trying to maybe do some of that early planning to figure out which fields are going to be ready to harvest the earliest. And so I've gotten a couple pictures from some moisture meters where people have tested grain pretty far along, right? Mm-hmm. Things have really changed here in the last couple of weeks, and we're sort of racing toward harvest at this point. So I think we'll be out harvesting here probably before, well, it depends on the temperatures, but possibly before the Iowa-Iowa State football game, which is always kind of, that's kind of the early end of things, is that sometimes people are starting harvest during that football game. So I do think that we'll see some of that. I do worry quite a bit about our crop standing, and I would be very interested if people could get out and take a look at their cornfields and make sure that the stalk rots aren't going to be an issue. Make sure that southern rust didn't compromise the integrity of those plants and their ability to stay there for harvest. And I've heard a little bit about some early stuff that got harvested, very early kind of 100-day, 102-day corn that was planted early. And it was pretty good corn for that short season of a hybrid here in central Iowa. So I've got some good hope for fields as long as they weren't kind of overtaken by disease issues this year. And so we'll sort of wait with bated breath to see what people start to notice as they harvest.
Awesome. Before we let you go, I always like to just ask, what are you seeing in terms of the upcoming forecast?
Yeah, so it looks like at least in the short term here, maybe for the next week and a half or so, we're going to be below average temperatures, which should feel really nice, right? Just a beautiful Labor Day weekend. The weather, right, you know, recently has been wonderful. It looks like maybe slightly above or near normal precipitation, which is, you know, we're used to that, so that's no big deal. But kind of in that longer term, it was just recently updated that sort of looking through September, the expectation is that we'll stay warmer than average, and then that rainfall is going to be a little bit questionable as to whether it's above or below average. But that warmer than average should be good for drying grain. So hopefully we've got kind of good temperatures to get our crop dried and we don't have too much moisture so that we can get in the fields in a timely manner. So it looks like that might be a possibility again this harvest.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist Megan Anderson for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Megan, thank you for just always giving us a insight about how the crops are looking. And yeah, like you said, we're coming up on harvest fast as September is near, and before we know it, October will be here as well. So thank you so much for, again, just always coming on and enlightening us and informing us as well, and we'll talk again soon.
That sounds good.
Awesome. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.